Please look at the screen. Come to you this morning with open hearts and minds to hear the message you have for us today. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. Good morning, church, and a special welcome if you are visiting with us this morning. I would also like to welcome our guest today, Vanessa Kirsting. We'll hear more from her later. But for now, please stand or remain seated if you wish, but I think we really need to stand and sing, "Come, now is the time to worship."
Time to give your heart. Come.
you need a drink or coffee, you want to get something, just please go out and get it now, that's fine. I don't have much in notices this morning. The only notice that I do have is Friday Friends starts up again, not this Friday, but the following Friday. So if you would like to come along to that, 10 o'clock I think it is that we start, here in the church. And the only other notice I do have is after the service today, if I can have some volunteers just to help move the tables to the side and set up ready for next Sunday service, that would be great. Thing. Oh, okay. We've come to that time where we're going to give our offerings to the Lord. This service is going to seem to go really quick, but Vanessa does have four songs for us today, so we'll try and get her doing this as quickly as possible so we don't go too far over time. Our offering is going to be a song that I love and have done for quite a while. That's called Yet Not I, but Through Christ in Me. I don't care, you can go till 3 o'clock this afternoon if you really want to. But these people probably want to get home. It's going to be 37 degrees today. So
I've only got till 2:30.
Oh, okay. So, all right, let's come together and sing Yet Not I, but Through Christ in Me. Please remain seated. I'll get you to stand.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future's sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my freedom, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. All the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Please stand and join.
Breath, I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home, and day by day I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat. yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Through Christ in me.
Sing those words, through Christ in me.
Through Christ in me.
Need for you in our lives. You are our provider, our sustainer, and our strength. Without you, we are nothing. May these gifts be a symbol of our dependence on you, acknowledging that all we have comes from your hand. Help us to rely on you more fully in every aspect of our lives, trusting in your unfailing love and care. Please be seated and apologise for the technological glitch.
We come now to our time of intercessions, and as I was giving thought to this during the week, I came across a prayer that I felt might fit very nicely for our community. A prayer from someone else that we can make our prayer. It comes from a person by the name of George Thomas and comes from an anthology of prayers from the Riverside Church in New York. prayer itself perhaps helps us think about ourselves and the world. And as we share in it, then we move into a much shorter time of themed prayers as we come to God and lay ourselves before him. But firstly, this prayer from George Thomas. Let us pray together. O God, may we find you in all of life, in the trees, in the rain, in the air, in the earth, in everything that breathes your breath of life. And especially may we find you in ourselves and in others. May we reach out to kindred spirits, our brothers and sisters, whose divinity, like ours, is clothed in humanity, whose nature like ours is both good and evil, whose will like ours does that which it should not and neglects that which it should do. Help us to move with you towards your kingdom on earth and to remember that this movement towards justice and mutuality and caring for all life requires not only personal change, but also the transformation of those economic, social, and political structures and institutions which, in part, shape the ways we feel and think. Help us to remember that things of this world are not ends in themselves, but means by which your will, your purposes and your spirit can be realised on earth. Hear us now as we identify our oneness and renew your covenant with us. Amen. And so we share together. O dear God, in the spirit of our brother's prayer, we bring our petitions. We pray for the world, sadly in need of peace, with the hope that goodness may be found among nations and that weapons of war be turned into means of production and sharing goodwill. We pray for our own country, that senseless bickering of our party system might be drowned out by policies that focus on the needs of the people and the contribution our nation can make to a needy world. We pray your blessing on our political leaders to this end. We pray for our state. We ask your help that we might be seen as a people of care and goodwill, that all residents might be valued and that our resources might be used wisely for that purpose. Help our leaders to be so inspired by this hope. Bless our church, we pray, to be a beacon of light to the needy. Give each of us a strength of vision of how we can more readily express our faith. And dear God, we pray for special people who need our love and care. We think of Leon and Daphne especially, and we whisper the name of others in this moment. So, Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer, when together as a people of God, we can bring our thoughts, we can bring our attitudes, we can bring ourselves to you, and know that you listen, and know that you touch our lives. Thank you, O God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading is the 23rd Psalm, The Divine Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Second reading is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. The third reading is from Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what should we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I love technology. We've come to that time now where it's time for Vanessa to come and grace us with her music and her story. Vanessa is an Australian singer-songwriter who recently moved to the United States. She's on a 3-year visa and she's got one more year to go. She's going back there in about mid-February, towards the end of February. In 2022, so 3 years ago, she was named as an upcoming Australian artist, and her music can be heard on radio stations across Australia, New Zealand, the United States, United Kingdom. Her latest album, From the Bathroom Floor, which we have some copies here for you to purchase afterwards if you wish, was released in June, just last year. And I can recommend it. I've heard it really good. With themes of love and hope in her music, Vanessa is passionate to see the truth of the gospel permeate deep into people's souls and uses this as a basis every time she sings and speaks. And you might remember the start of the service today, the thing we're going, that's from this album, it's the last track on this album if you wish to think. Yeah, it's just really good from the bathroom floor, I love it. So would you please welcome Vanessa Kirsty.
So it's 9:58 right now. You guys good till 2? Is that all right? I hear that I've got to be short.
Take your time.
I'm joking. Good morning, everyone. How are we this morning? Doing all right? Good. So I think we do it here in Australia, but I've been teaching people in the US this thing where we go, God is good. Everyone goes, all the time. All the time, God is good. You guys do that? You want to do it with me this morning? Yeah. Feel that enthusiasm. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Let's do it one more time. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
This song is called God is Good.
And things aren't going your way. When things go wrong, you wonder how to go on. You feel alone, like you're on your own. The pain is real, and it's all you can feel. But there's a light that's shining in the darkness. There is a hope for you and me. There is a love that's flowing through creation and a truth that sets us free. You see, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Back here again, and you're right here with sand. You drown in tears, you paralyze by fear. But you should know, He won't let you go. You're not alone, He's been here all along. And there's a light that's shining in the darkness. There is a hope for you and me. There is a love that's flowing through creation and a truth that sets us free. You see, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. You're not alone. He's been here all along. Our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Oh, oh, our God is good. Our God is good.
We're told, thanks. We're told in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, that Christ is the one who is before all things and that it's in Him that all things hold together. So this song is called Center of It All, and it's just that reminder that Christ is the center of all things.
You hold all things together. You're the center of it all. You embraced all things forever. You're the center of it all. You're beautiful, so beautiful. Our minds can't comprehend. You're beautiful, so beautiful. Your love, it never ends. In you, death's defeated. You're the center of it all. With you, we are seated. You're the center of it all. So beautiful, our minds can comprehend. You're beautiful, so beautiful. Your love, it never ends.
You know, as we realize that everything has been done in and through Christ, we can let go and sing hallelujah. So this morning, I'm going to sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. so beautiful, our minds can't comprehend. You're beautiful, so beautiful, your love, it never ends.
Have you guys ever had a day where things are not quite going right? Never?
Never.
There we go. Yeah, I know. I don't think I've ever had a day like that either. Man, these days seem to come a lot more faster the older I get. But, you know, there are some days where life gets pretty chaotic. And sometimes life can get pretty hard. And, you know, we turn on the news and we hear about, we've got natural disasters going on. There's bushfires going on in California right now. There's wars going on overseas. You know, we have good friends that are going through hard times. It can be a phone call that we get that can just immediately change our lives. You know, sometimes that rug gets pulled out from under us and we don't know which way is up. But we have a good shepherd who knows what we need. You know, the promise of Emmanuel is not just something that kind of comes and goes with Christmas. The promise of Emmanuel is something that is here right now, has always been, and will always be with us. You know, God is with us no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through. You know, sometimes, you know, right now we're in this situation of inflation and living costs are getting higher and higher. And sometimes we're in spaces where we don't know how we're going to make it through the next week. You know, sometimes we might not know how we're going to pay for our next bills. The promise of Emmanuel is not necessarily a promise that is going to make that bill easier. But you know, that verse in Matthew reminds us not to get tangled up in those worries and concerns of the day, but to really to let go and trust that we have a God who is good, that we have a God who loves us more than we can possibly dare to imagine or dream. And we have a God who is with us even in those moments where we don't know how to take that next step or what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, we have a good shepherd who knows everything that we need and will provide. You know, God is faithful, has always been faithful, and will always be faithful. Even when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, even in those times where things are so hard that we just don't know how to take that next step, God is with us, even in those moments. You know, it's not just, sometimes we can say God is with us and God knows what we need, and sometimes it feels like just one of those phrases that we say, right? But we are known and loved so intimately, known right to the core of our being, all of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of those little things that we dare not speak about to anyone else because we feel that if we say it, it might not come true, or we fear that it might come true. God knows all of those things. He knows us so intimately, and he knows us by name. All of the hairs on our head, he knows the number of them. He knows the number of grains of sand that are on the beach. And you know, here in Australia, we have quite a few beaches, right? We have a God who is good and faithful and will walk with us and sit with us in those hard times. And in those moments, he's just saying to us, trust me. I've got this, and we're going to be okay. This song is called Good Shepherd. Even in the darkest night,
You hold me tight when I'm losing sight. You are the light when the walls are closing in. I feel your peace again. You know everything I'm needing. You're the air that I am breathing. My good shepherd, my good shepherd. You're the comfort to my fear. Yeah, I know you're always here. My good shepherd, my good shepherd knows my name. I've got nothing left. I can't take a step, but you give me rest. When weariness is spreading to the reaches of my soul, your love it makes me whole. You know everything I'm needing. You're the air that I am breathing. My good shepherd, my good shepherd. You're the comfort to my fear. Yeah, I know you're always here. My good shepherd, my good shepherd knows my name. My good shepherd, my good shepherd. You're the comfort to my fear. Yeah, I know you're always here. My good shepherd, my good shepherd knows my name.
All right, so I've just got one more song that I want to share with you this morning. So it's all right, we're not going to go until 2 o'clock. We're all good. but really, this song is kind of a bit of a summary of what I hope that I share every time I kind of get up and play. And it's a reminder of three things. One, that you are loved so much more than you can possibly dare to imagine or dream. You always have been loved. You are loved right now, and you will always be loved by the one who says, I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. Child, you are mine. The second thing I want to remind you of is that promise of Emmanuel, that God is with us always, always has been, and always will be. And the third thing is that reminder that God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. So this song is called All Along, because those things are a truth that holds fast, even in those stormy days. It's that place where we can land our feet. God is good. God is with us. And we are loved so much more than we can possibly dare to imagine or dream. So this is All Along.
You were loved more than you can dream. You were loved more than anything. Better than everything you've seen. Wilder than all imagining. Yes, it's true. I love you. Sometimes it feels like you're on your own, fighting a battle nobody knows. The pain is heavy deep inside your soul. I want you to know you're not alone. You are loved more than you can dream. You are loved more than anything. Better than everything you've seen. Wilder than all imagining. Yes, it's true. I love you. Tears stream like rain on your face from the warmth of love's deep embrace. Your soul breathes for the first time in so long. 'Cause love has been here all along. You will love more than you can dream. You will love more than anything. Better than everything you see. Wilder than all imagining. Yes, it's true. I love you. Yes, it's true. I love you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, I was speaking to Malcolm on Wednesday night about dinner, and I asked if he wanted to say a homily, and he said he'll probably just come up and say, what more is there to say? And to be honest, what more is there to say? We know God loves us. We're going to sing our last song now, so if the team could come up, please. Thank you, Vanessa. That was awesome. We're going to sing a song that, I don't know, it's called Change My Heart, O God, and I'd like it to be a prayer. I don't know, I don't think we'll have any words. No words?
No words.
No words. In that case...
You'll know it.
You will know it, and if you do know it, sing along. If not, close your eyes and accept it as a prayer from you to God, asking Him to change your heart, to make us more like Him. Please remain seated.
Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart. This is what I pray.
Now as we go out, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and power of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and always.